Got that long halftime.
Got my mom ready.
Yeah, uh-huh. Got that double long halftime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We'll have all the games, of course, on our radio stations.
Yes, we will.
Always do. And if you want to keep up with it, if you can't be near a radio and listen, of course, I don't understand what that's about, but, you know, if you want to just check in on the scores, you can do that. Go ahead and sign up for your high school scores. You can see Brazos Football on Twitter right there. Or you can go, I did that last week. I typed in Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, slash.
You were all of Twitter?
Were high school, no, high, Brad, what is it, Brazos Football. Mm-hmm. And I could just click right in there and find, because we had some technical difficulties and Chase's game wasn't on the radio for a part of it.
That's right.
Well, it was,
pick up on that.
It was pretty much, it was natural difficulties.
That's what I say.
Caused
yeah.
by,
well, you
yeah.
know, still technical.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
no
yeah.
doubt about that.
So natural anyway. Causes of technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there. So, Tom Boy, what did you think about the football game last night?
Well, golly, there's so much, you know, to think about it. You know, it's just, you know, it wasn't a you know, the Aggies, you know, made a great comeback. My goodness, you know, they're down 14 in the fourth quarter, and you're thinking, well, this one's over. You know, this is the Aggies after all. They're not going to come back. And you know, they hit McNeil, and then they hit Swope. Swope makes the great run to the end zone, and you're thinking, and then they get the ball back, and you're thinking, you know, get close for Bullock, and then that fourth interception. So, you know, that's sort of a replay of it all, but, you know, it was – you know, it was a great effort to use a little coach speak, but my goodness, just the Jekyll and Hyde of
a great effort. Did you hear that again? He's
yeah,
using coach.
It was
speak.
A great. I called it coach speak,
Chase?
But just the Jekyll and Hyde of Gerard Johnson. You know, you know. So,
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Any of your thoughts?
Painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just painful.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, they go in on the road to a tough place to play. And they score that first touchdown. They score the second touchdown. Then Oklahoma State cuts it in half, and you think, okay, here we go again. But no, they score a third touchdown. It's 21-7. But then, my goodness, three third-quarter touchdowns by Oklahoma State.
Yeah. And was, then they changed uniforms, and a bunch of strangers, you know, stood out there and watched,
you know,
that happen.
No, I mean, you know, you can talk about the, you know, the last interception. You can talk about all that kind of stuff. But letting Oklahoma State come out when you had them 21-7 and score three third-quarter touchdowns, that was the killer right there.
That's not the quarterback's fault, okay? No. That's all I'm going to say. That's not the quarterback's fault.
Exactly. You know, it should have never been that close if you're an Aggie fan.
There you go. So wash your ears out with this. Domino's going to test market breakfast pizza.
All right.
You know, lots of people had pizza for breakfast, but usually not. No, on purpose. And it's usually cold.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's usually cold. But in Ohio, Domino's is introducing a pizza that is topped with cheese and eggs. Okay, and then extra toppings like bacon, ham, and sausage. Now, does that mean extra, like extra, extra, cha-ching extra, or what? Oh, I don't know. And again,
does this mean they're going to be open in the mornings?
Well, that's my next thought. It's a Domino's, so I guess they do mostly delivery business, I'm guessing. Do you want to walk in and smell a pizza kitchen at 7:30 in the morning? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. And heaven knows I've eaten some pizza in the morning, but it was usually cold, and it was usually because it was convenient. It would
right.
be the food of convenience.
And leftover, and still on the stove.
And that's fine.
That's right.
Any of that.
And you hadn't gone to bed yet, probably.
No, I didn't say that. Now, come on now.
And you had a test.
Quit trying to draw conclusions. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that's a great driving food.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive to work and do that.
That was back in
the portion of my life when I had to be at work at 7:55.
Yeah.
Not 8, 7:55. So it would annoy me tremendously because the people who needed to be there at 8 are going, and I'm dodging through traffic because I got to be there at 7:55.
Whipping him with his coat hanger antenna.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, it was long before that. No, it was long before that. All right, anyway, yeah, so you're going to say.
When I was in college, there was a Wiener Schnitzel across the street from the
dorm.
So, you know, we had a rotation of who would make the Wiener Schnitzel run.
Mm.
You know, in the middle of the night. And it was a 24-hour Wiener Schnitzel. And, boy, we had a lot of chili dogs, you know, going around our dormitory.
That's always the great thing about Taco Cabana.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that? Always there.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You're like, and I want enchiladas.
Now, listen, and if you're
and
old.
I want nachos. And I want queso. Queso. Large queso.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm telling too much. But, I mean, that
Then you go over there to the little onion and pepper bar and salsa bar they
do
have.
All that.
And you're glomming it all on there.
And you're thinking you wanted that much pico, yeah. But you really didn't.
Yeah, then you sit down and you
My roommate, one of the roommates I had a long time ago, was the guy who owned the Der Wiener Schnitzel here.
Oh, yeah?
Which was awesome because he'd have the hot dogs delivered while we were playing poker in the apartment. But
is this the same guy?
Why couldn't I have had a cool friend in college?
Well,
like
but it was amazing because he used to tell me, he said, you ought to come down there after they close Lakeview. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this is back when they had the one downtown, and people remember that it was across the street from what was Corbusier Chevrolet. Uh-huh. And and you go down there at 1:30 in the morning. And there's like 20 pickup trucks
lined back to City Hall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, he had great numbers because, I mean, that's the only place that was open at that time. Hello.
Hey, go to Carlos' store in Carlos. They got great breakfast pizza.
Okay.
All right.
Really? All right. Well, I can't. I'm here. I'm trapped.
Scott, was this the same fellow that now owns a competing hot dogatorium
no.
in town?
No.
Wasn't
this
the same fellow.
No, this guy's
okay.
long gone. No,
okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, one fire in the attic on a Saturday morning, and he was out of here.
I see. Yeah,
but in the meantime, yes. But that was great because we'd be playing poker. You got y'all some dogs, and he'd call and
call some dogs.
One of the guys that have to bring the hot dogs in, so you know.
Again. Oh my gosh!
That's right. You're one. It's 1:30. Okay, that's 2 days in a row. Yeah, you can do that.
Well,
1:30 in the morning, we're eating hot dogs in the apartment. So you know.
Well, my best trade out story when you talk about that is I used to own a family entertainment store here in town.
Yeah,
you know, a little miniature golf
thing.
Yeah. So late at night before I closed up, there was a wingatorium that's kind of famous here.
Yeah.
And they'd bring me all the wings that, you know, they were going to throw out.
Really?
And while I was counting the cash, they'd play miniature golf while I was eating the leftover wings.
That's a great barter deal, right?
That's good back scratching.
I think they'd get tired of the golf where you got tired of the wings.
Well,
though.
No, they'd get there about 11.
Yeah.
It'd take me about an hour and 20 minutes to close things up.
And the bank always wondered why they had wing sauce stained cash coming from putt-putt.
Exactly. Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Howdy. Hey, are any of y'all familiar with Allsup's convenience stores out in West Texas?
Yes.
Allsup's burritos in the middle of the night. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
I'm guessing those are the deep-fried kind, too. So.
All right. The next story I'm not going to tell you. My filter's come up, so I'm not going to tell you that.
I love how we refer to it now as middle-of-the-night food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
That's a family-friendly term right
that
there.
That certainly is.
It's middle-of-the-night food when you can't sleep.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Not because you're choosing not to.
No, it's because...
Little insomnia kicks in.
Sure.
Let's go to Taco Cabana. I need a burger.
Anyway, all right. So what's the most annoying television commercial out there? The consumerist asked, which commercials just really get under your skin? And the response was, in the website says, thousands. They painstakingly whittled down the suggestions to come up with the final nominees for the worst ad on TV awards right now. 100,000 votes counted. Here are the nominees. The nominees are Mr. Opportunity, that's Honda, Progressive Insurance Campaigns with Flo.
Those don't bother me.
State Farm's chummy raven-haired insurance guy.
I hate that guy. I hate him like poison.
Okay. Quiznos with their cavalcade of costume singers and the Staples guy, that's a low price.
That is annoying.
Do you boys have a least favorite out of there?
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're really on the insurance guy. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But hands down, I mean, you know, he comes in behind what my hands down.
Oh, okay.
Overall
so
worst.
What is your number one, Chase?
The Burger King.
Oh, you're creeped out over.
Hollow, soulless eyes do not make me want to go purchase a burger and fries.
Okay, and
how
Tom,
about that for a poem this morning?
Well,
the ones
you mentioned, the last one, that's a low price. That's pretty annoying.
And the winner is.
Uh huh.
Wow, that's a low price.
Yeah,
and it is. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I think Flo's cool.
If in fact the idea is for you to actually get people to use your product or service.
Mm-hmm.
That one doesn't do it.
I mean, that just doesn't, it's not like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have to stop in. Of course, we don't have one here, but, oh, I'm going to have to stop in tomorrow. I can't imagine that that would cause people to want to.
I just want to know what marketing firm sold State Farm that if you get some, you know, late 20s, you know, holier than thou cool guy out there, hey, you know, State Farm, I just want to reach through the TV and throttle that guy.
But the key line in that advertising campaign is that they talk about how they have more people insured than
their competitors.
Progressive and somebody else combined. Progressive and Geico.
If you can filter that through all of the others. I mean, you know, State Farm had a very effective national campaign at one time when they were doing testimonials. They had agents and
right.
clients.
Sure, sure. And that's
and
again,
could you not mix that same message in there?
Well, it's so interesting. What happened to? I guess that's probably right. I was trying to think of. There's really not a lot of sell to that, and have they not had one where they had an agent on? I was trying to remember. I thought he'd done more.
No, he had one, but he kept it. You know, the shtick was is that every time she would try to talk, he would cut her off.
I remember that. That's
which I thought that was incredibly rude.
I agree. Hello. Well, y'all got to wait a second. Hello.
What about the wee little piggy all the way home?
Oh, man, that's gold. That's gold.
I like those commercials, but that's not one of my favorite
Hello?
Ones. I will say that.
Yeah. Hello. I still miss
the Geico commercial with Charlie Daniels. Yeah.
Well, and as they said, it was on a sitcom last week. Why does Geico have so many spokespeople, right?
Yeah.
You know,